Good afternoon. You're with The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman. More than 28,000 people get affordable housing through the Seattle Housing Authority. The average residence income is around $13,000 a year. Right now, SHA caps rental rates at 30% of the tenant's monthly income, but that policy may change soon.
So we're looking at disconnecting the rent calculation from income, setting flat rents that escalate over time, and pairing that with some services for workforce development.
That's Andrew Lofton. He's executive director of Seattle Housing Authority. Under a new proposal, an SHA studio apartment would cost $130 a month at first. The rent would increase over the course of 6 years and eventually top out at $680 a month. Andrew Lofton told Ross Reynolds why he's pushing for these changes.
The current structure of income tied to rent sometimes creates a disincentive for people to continue to improve their economic situation, because the more earnings they have, the more rent they have to pay. So sometimes that's not necessarily the best situation for folks. And then secondly, we want to simplify how we do this and see if there are ways that we can create opportunities for more people to be served.
What do you hope the results would be from this change?
So we think we will have be able to serve more people, first and foremost. I mean, what we're really trying to do here is to get a situation where we are in a position that we can meet some more of the demand for low-income housing that's there. And then fundamentally, we think people will be more successful.
Andrew Lofton is my guest. He's executive director of the Seattle Housing Authority. So under this plan, rent would no longer be tied to income, right?
That's correct.
What happens if the rent goes up, but the income for people stays the same?
Well, the rent will be the rent. We will need to make sure that they are availing themselves of the services that we've identified. And we think that that is, in fact, what our residents are looking forward to and really do want, is to be able to have opportunities to increase their income and save for their family.
Now, as you're aware, some people are cautionary about this. They're a little concerned about it. Late last month, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray sent a letter to your agency saying this proposal would have a disproportionate impact on women and families of color, particularly immigrant and refugee families. How do you respond to that?
The issues that he raises are legitimate ones that we want to make sure that we consider and answer, and it was helpful to get the issues that he's concerned about early. So we'll be looking at those issues and making sure we can answer those questions.
Another critic has been John Fox of the Seattle Displacement Coalition. He says that requiring job training for low-income housing residents has been tried before and has not worked.
What we're doing is providing people really an assessment of what their skills are. We're not necessarily requiring them to get training or focus on training. What we're saying is that individuals should have an assessment of what their skills are, what their strengths are, what are the things they need to do individually to be successful, develop a plan for that, and then identify what the resources are available to make that occur. And we think that's a model that is doable and will work for folks.
Andrew Lofton's executive director of the Seattle Housing Authority. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. Some low-income housing advocates are not too happy about SHA's plan to decouple rent from income. One of those people is Jonathan Grant. He's executive director of the Tenants Union of Washington State. Grant says this proposal will be especially hard on immigrants and refugees who rely on low-income housing.
Even if you look at the Housing Authority's own numbers, in their best-case scenario, people will become cost-burdened by the fifth year of being phased out of the program. If folks can't raise their income to around $20 an hour when they were making $9 an hour before, they will become cost burden and could face eviction or displacement. And we think that that is a really problematic approach.
You mentioned that this might have a negative impact on immigrant communities, something that Seattle Mayor Ed Murray worries about as well. Why specifically the immigrant communities?
Well, over 25% of the Housing Authority's properties are home to immigrants and refugees. And for that community in particular, many of whom, you know, by definition, are new to the country, maybe don't have language skills, or, you know, in some cases may even be illiterate, to expect that somebody like that in that situation would be able to get a, you know, a $20 an hour paying job first thing arriving in this country is not realistic. And the impact could radically reshape that community, which relies on stability in their housing in order to be successful in this country. And this would undermine that fundamental structure.
The SHA units serve some of the neediest people in the Seattle community. There is a huge demand for affordable housing, and Andrew Lofton from SHA argues that this proposal could actually serve more people who need housing. How do you respond to that?
You know, there's not a person on the planet that doesn't agree that we need more affordable housing, and that this proposal ultimately destabilizes the housing of 7,000 people in the city of Seattle who are the most low income. The other effect of the program was that it would slowly start to serve more higher income people. And the folks that may have certain barriers to be able to access jobs, whether it's a language skill issue or otherwise, those are the folks that will be impacted the most. And the program should be geared to serve the lowest income residents, not geared to serve folks who already may have opportunities that could result in them leaving the program.
Finally, Jonathan, you, Andrew Loft, and many other people agree that we need more affordable housing in Seattle. If this SHA proposal is not the solution, how do we create more?
It would take an act of Congress in order to adequately fund the Seattle Housing Authority, and I think we all recognize that that's not coming around the corner. So I think it's a matter of using these resources in as strategic a way as possible to serve the lowest income folks in our community. That means focusing housing programs to the lowest income residents. And what this proposal will do is to, over time, increase the rent burden of the lowest income folks in our community, and that's going to result in displacement. You know, we're already seeing some of the highest rent increases in the city of Seattle over the last year. The one sanctuary for folks to have housing stability is in these housing programs. And to decouple rent from income in this way is going to have a devastating impact, in particular on the immigrants and refugee community, where this housing stability is a key component to making sure that they can succeed in this country.
Jonathan Grant, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
Okay, thank you.
Jonathan Grant's executive director of the Tenants Union of Washington State. Seattle Housing Authority is taking public comment on its proposal through the end of September. Your next chance to speak is Tuesday, September 16th at Meadowbrook Community Center in Northeast Seattle.